Stalin was a Stalin when he told the beast of Berlin that they would never rest contented till he had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks in English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began. Now the devil, he was reading in the good book one day how the Lord created Adam to walk the righteous way. And the devil, he was jealous, he got green up to his horns. He swore by things unholy that he would make one of his own. So he packed two suitcases full of grief and misery. Then he caught the midnight special going down to Germany. Then he mixed in lies and hatred with fire and brimstone. And the devil sat upon it, that's how Adolf was born. Well, now Stalin wasn't Stalin when he told the beast of Berlin that they would never rest contented till he had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks in English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began. Well, now Adam got the notion that he was the master race, and he swore he'd bring new order and put mankind in its place. So he set his scheme in motion and was winning everywhere, until he up and got the notion for to kick that Russian bear. Yes, he kicked that noble Russian, but it wasn't very long before Adolf got suspicious that he had done something wrong. So the bear got the Fuhrer and gave him one awful bite. 17 Nazis grabbed the Fuhrer, took them for day and night. Well, now Stalin wasn't Stalin when he told the beast of Berlin that they would never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks in English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began. When that bear smacked the Fuhrer with one mighty arm of war, then Adolf broke all records running backwards to crack war. So then Goebbels sent a message to the people everywhere that if they couldn't help the Fuhrer, God will help that Russian bear. So that bear called his buddies for the noble fighting Yanks, and they set the Fuhrer running with their ships and planes and tanks. Now the Fuhrer's having nightmares, but the Fuhrer knows damn well that the devil's done no welcome on his residence in hell. Well, Stalin wasn't Stalin when he told the beast of Berlin that they would never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks in English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began. Stalin, when he told the beast of Berlin that they would never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks in English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin.